Jerry Richard, John Shumway, and the KDKA Morning News. Live from News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Bourbon Street is back, but what about the rest of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast 5 years after Hurricane Katrina? It's 712 at KDKA.
A lot of folks never came back. I think the population difference is around 150,000 pre-Katrina to post-Katrina. And folks who are there watch their city recover every day.
Mary Foster is with Associated Press and joins us from New Orleans this morning. Mary, welcome to KDKA.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Does it seem like it's been 5 years?
You know, in a way it does, and in a way it doesn't. I guess it's a sign of getting back to normal. That we have to pause to think back to those bad old days. The city's really made a remarkable recovery in a lot of areas, but there are still places you can drive through block after block where no one or maybe one person has returned. One home is fixed up. There are, you know, bare lots where the homes had to be bulldozed. And so there's a long way to go yet.
There was a lot of talk about, especially right after Katrina, that crime was a real issue. Have they got a handle on that?
The crime issue actually right after Katrina was great because no one was in town. As people began to come back, there was a lot of violent crime, which the police chief attributed to gangs that could no longer go back to their old territory fighting for new turf. That has kind of died down. The murder rate has dropped, but it's still, you know, there are still areas that are violent. There are still drug deals that go wrong. And we have a new police chief who has sworn to get a handle on it and also clean up the police force as well. So we're hopeful about that.
We should point out, of course, Mary, you were there at the Superdome, and we saw all those horrific pictures and what happened inside there, and they end up winning the Super Bowl in that same dome 5 years later.
In the same dome.
How much does that play into the psyche of a community?
Well, I don't know about other communities because I've been to other Super Bowls, but in New Orleans, it was very much a community event. Everybody in town felt they had a part of that Super Bowl. You'd be standing at a bus stop, and people would drive by and yell, "Who dat?" And everyone would yell, "Who dat? Who dat?" So, yes, it was very much a citywide event. They had the parade after the Super Bowl, and believe me, you have never seen. The night they won the Super Bowl, you could hear fireworks going off all over town. You could hear music playing. People were out in the streets dancing. It was unbelievable.
You know, there has been a lot of talk about how the government failed the people of New Orleans, both the governments in Louisiana as well as the federal government. Have the people there kind of forgiven at this point?
Some people will never forgive, and you can't blame them. Their lives have been horribly, horribly destroyed. People who, when that levee failed, I remember a man telling me about trying to hold on to his wife's hands as the water came through their house and her slowly slipping away from him and drowning. There are people that can never forgive what happened. I think there has been, again, a new community effort to sort of come together on things that in the past people trusted the government to do without much oversight. So I think there's a new attitude. Try to trust, but watch carefully anyway.
That's probably good advice for anybody anywhere. The president will visit on Sunday, which will be the exact anniversary date of Katrina. And Mary, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts as a reporter and someone who was there then and now.
It was my pleasure. Thanks.
And Mary is originally from just north of Katanning.
Of course.
Kaler, Pennsylvania, right, Mary?
That's where I'm from.
Used to listen to KDK?
I did. Every morning my father would have KDKA on to listen to the news.
All roads lead back to western Pennsylvania.
They do.
Mary, have a good weekend, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
AP's Mary Foster, News Radio 1020 KDK, live from New Orleans.